Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, wake up, everybody! Teach a new-
relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
$1 trillion. They covered the front face of the front door, then they had come to the back, but instead of outside of the house. But had that fire, had that gone through that window, it would have fallen on a 6-year-old girl, a 4-year-old girl, and a 2-year-old girl. And I'm going to tell you, if it had done it, I'd taken my rifle and gone after anybody in sight. I would not wait. And I said it because of this. The police know the criminal operations of the black Muslim movement because they have slowly infiltrated.
To make my vision a reality, my Varilux progressive lenses provide seamless transitions from near to far, with every detail in sharp focus. That's the
an unemployed, oppressed, and fed up, so that he actually gets his support at the mass level. But now you have other Negroes at the class level who pretend not to go for him, because usually their job has been given to them by the white man. They have positions to which they have been appointed. They think that the only way that they can protect their job is by pretending in front of the white man that they don't go for Mr. Muhammad either. But you
how many Muslims
at all
you say there are in the numbers?
I couldn't say. I've never heard him say, and he's the only one who would know.
500,000?
I couldn't say. I think that anyone who does say is not in a position to know, and anyone who knows wouldn't say.
What do you think that the Urban League and the NAACP have accomplished for your people?
In their own way, they have been doing their best to bring about freedom, justice, and equality, and human dignity for the black people in this country. But today you have such an intense degree of dissatisfaction and impatience existing among our people at the mass level that it is almost impossible to come to them with a program that's going to take another 100 years to solve their problem and they still be satisfied with the way. So that they have, the Urban League and the NAACP has done a good job within their understanding.
$1 trillion plus.
More.
$1 trillion. LA. Miami. Minnesota. Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion plus.
And he ceded to the world. He ceded to people he didn't know. He ceded to cities and countries. So ceding is a thing that we got to do. And I want to tell you, welcome to the new life of giving, reaping, and sowing. The richest empire is in Africa. It was Master Luther, the richest man in the world. Master Luther had gold, millions of gold, over in South America. He was black. And I want to tell you that you can be a person to do the same thing and know how to do it.
One of the greatest empires of that time. Although it was not the biggest, like the Roman Empire, they were definitely a key piece economically and religiously. This time we're focusing more on their greatest the richest man that ever lived, as some sources say. He ruled the Mali Empire for 25 years, between 1312 and 1337, and led them into prosperity and serious development. There weren't many African empires, but the Mali Empire was one of the most important. Mansa Musa was a very important emperor and conqueror of that time, and he's still remembered to this day for all of his achievements, and most of all, his lavish lifestyle and wealth. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at ALUX.
Mansa Musa was the richest man in the world, and he was black. But he understood the law of sowing and reaping. If you got seed to sow your seed, things happen. And I want to talk a little bit about the rich man, Master Luther. Before I talk about him, I want to talk about some of the stuff that you intend. What I'm saying to you right now, if you got a need to plant a seed, 4:21-22:23. I want you to get ready because it's running faith. And I want to tell you right now, you got to have the key to know how to open that door to where you might have a supplier, said with supplier. If you got seed, you have to sow them. Some of you ain't never sold over a dollar. Come out $10, come out $1,000, $2,000. If you got the need to plant the seed, if you hold the money, and God wants what you want. But you say, well, I can get this together. Now, you don't want something you want the way. He wants you to get the best. I'm planting this seed in good soil. And I'm going to pray that this year, 2017, if you plant your seed of $1,000 in June, July, August, is a turnaround for you, and you're going to be rich. And what I mean by that, you would never have left. And if you just have faith and go to spirit room, you'll open up that key where you will be rich with money. You might not have nothing now, but you said you make a vow. I'm gonna see the $1,000, and I'm gonna wait on God. And if you see Philippians 4:13, if you begin to see, God will make sure that whatever you need will happen. What I like about Master Musa, he was the richest man in the world. But he was the most important man that sowed seed all over the world. He had 1,000 of cattle, 1,000 of slaves. And when he moved, a whole city moved, 10,000 camels, 100,000 people with gold. And when he walked into a city, he planted seed to everybody. Everybody came in his vibration, he gave it. So what I'm saying to you, you got to be able to, for your miracle, to understand the miracle that God got for you and what God's going to do for you. First, you got to be able to seed for your miracle. What I mean, seed, you got to give it. Take down, put it together, run it over. God will give to you that the measure that you need to give back to you. So you got to put some seeds out. And I want to tell this story where you might understand to seeking for your miracle is to see to take your seed and put them out there. You say, well, Bishop, I don't have $1,000. If you begin to give $10, $20 till you reach that $1,000, once you reach $1,000, you don't see that $1,000, all you got to do is expect your miracle. Expect your harvest gonna come in. Harvest might be a house, car, harvest might be good health, the harvest might be your friend, your husband, your wife, your children. You got to expect the power of God and walk in faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing, oh, but it ain't nothing. What I need you tonight, so bitch, I'm going to bless you $1,000. I'm going to do it because I know God's going to give me, as long as you planted this seed, your business is going to grow, a new house. All of that's going to grow because you took time out and planted the seed. You took time out and you did what the commandments said. You obeyed God, the law of God. This is the law. The law of seeding and reaping. When you get ready to reap your harvest, can nobody stop that? Oh, that's your harvest. And, you know, when you plant your seed, and we're going to put it on good ground, and I want you to seed for your miracle. Luke 6:38, and 100 number of Psalms and Psalms 23, the Lord is my God. You got to seek, man, woman. You got to seek. I know you got millions of dollars, but that ain't going to count. God wants to give it. Let me tell you what happened. Me and Bishop Moore went out, and Bishop Moore went all the way back to Texas when she got the Cena. I think Bishop Moore made lots of money. I made $1,000. I was happy. I got this out, like this gas in the car. I can do some things. When I got back to the church that Sunday, old ragged organ, old ragged piano, and God said, Bishop, it's like I'm talking to you. Give that $1,000. I was thanking him for it last night, but this morning, Sunday morning, he said, give it to the church. I was glad you should be talking to me. Talking to you. I got a Sunday morning, so I want to see this $1,000 for a new organ and a piano. So when I did that, Bishop Moore got up and he exceeded $1,000. I guess God talked to him too. That $2,000 we ceded to the piano and organ. And I said, everybody get up and to see and see $100. They popped in that popcorn. And we ceded it. When we got to the eat, I was very quiet. It's mostly very quiet out of here. Yeah. No, I see that the money was gone, but I was sitting with them. That Monday, man drove on the church lot and said, I'm big with Bishop trying to ask me. That Mercedes out there, he had a key to it. No, you pray for my daughter. She healed from drug addiction. Look at the scene. Look at the scene that man. I went on with that. I thank God for that. On my way to run a revival in Yazoo City, Mississippi, to run all through that. When I got there, Mother Gibson, she was so fine. So Gibson's a bishop. The lady wants you to come and pray for her lane. Lady had all kinds of lane. I stood out and prayed, lift my hand to God. And I got through that, Lord, thank you for this land. For this woman that given to my family, thank you for it. Then after I prayed for the oil company to come, she had a mother load of oil on that land. But I prayed that God bring my mother load to her. So she had oil on the land. So when we get through praying, the lady come in her kitchen and get $10,000. She sees $10,000. To my ministry. And I thank God I gave Mother Gibson $5,000. And I went on and kept on moving. Sometimes you have to see, and you don't see what your seed going to bring. The harvest. The harvest bought her a mother load of oil because she had the prophet to come and pray for that land. And I want to tell you right now, sometimes you have to see and name what you want. And once you name what you want, you get what you want. And you say, I'm seeking for my miracles. I'm seeking my miracles. Once you seek for your miracles. So that happens. I will say to you, Master, Musa Master, was the richest man in the world. He was black. And everywhere he went, he seeded trillions of dollars. He messed the economy up. Everywhere he went, he had a concubine. He had 140 camels. And had a whole city. Just half the city of New York rolling with him. He rolling dust.
He conquered over 24 cities. Musa Musa took the throne after his predecessor. He was the first ruler from the Lay lineage, and the man that established the empire as a true Islamic state. However, he did not force or impose anyone to adopt the faith he believed in. His entire adult life was dedicated to his job as emperor, ruler, and conqueror. In order to keep the empire at bay and stable, he conquered over 24 cities in 10 countries from West Africa. His military actions were intense at some times and very consistent. He seized quite a bit of the region, including some parts of the Sahara Desert. You can imagine his kingdom was rich, and with that land and wealth, everyone started to learn about him. Fast forward hundreds of years into 2018, and we still remember him. Other than Napoleon, Julius Caesar, or Alexander the Great, there are not many men out there that conquered so many cities. Number three, he found
1921 and 22, still talking about Master Lucius. Made the first college, the first university. A black man set up the first university. The richest man in the world. So I want to say to you, black man, you are able to get what you want. So I want to tell you, get ready to be a millionaire. Get ready to be a supply house. Whatever you want to do, you can do. Whatever you put your mind to, it can happen quick, fast, in everything, if you just understand that the God in you gives you the ability to do that. And I pray for you. Let me pray now. Father God, we right now. The spirit of Master Musa, the spirit of him that touched these people, that those that want to be millionaires, the angel, that his spirit will encompass them that will see. He was a giver. He seeded. And if you seed, whatever you want, you're getting the harvest going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Billion flow.
Other than Napoleon, Julius Caesar, or Alexander the Great, there are not many men out there that conquered cities. Number three, he founded the first university in the region. As we mentioned before, Master Lucius was not your typical emperor. He made sure that his kingdom was prosperous, safe, and large. He was an avid Islamic believer, but at the same time, a promoter for education and learning. In his travels and battles, he learned the importance of development and innovation, so he founded the first university in Timbuktu. He started huge building programs, raising mosques and madrasas, educational institutions in Arab, that climaxed with the building of the university at Sankore, where they brought in jurists, astronomers, and mathematicians, as well as Islamic professors. The university became a center of learning and arts, with Muslim students coming from around Africa and the Middle East.
They
had the largest collection
of revelation knowledge. Those that will write me, I'm going to send you a financial covenant that with Master Musa, that will be a blessing for you. And your seed will outgrow your need. I'm going to do that right now. Those that write me, get to write me. I post office box 28. I want you to write me, but I want you to receive the letter, financial covenant letter. And I am the spirit of Master Musa, Musa Master, will be there on that letter for you. I want you to receive what I got for you, and it'll work. I'm going to write his name right here on this letter. And when you read that name and call that name out, what you want is going to be a spirit. That will overtake you and make you a millionaire. Yes, a millionaire. And his spirit will be with you. Now, I'm saying that his spirit will open up a door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when his spirit opens up the door, you're able to help somebody else if you just see what you need to see. I want to get this letter to you, Mary, and everybody, I want to get it to you. St. Luke 6:38. I want to get this to you. And I want this to be a overflow for you. This man's spirit, I want to invoke his spirit on this letter. And whatever you need, I want to want to say it to the next level. And I want to let you know, shake down, put together, run over. God is going to give to you quick, fast, in the area. I want to get this letter to you where it can be a blessing for those that want to, this is a financial covenant. And I want you to be able to reach this financial covenant where whatever you need, God will give it to you by seeing the $1 trillion flow. Let me say it again, the $1 trillion flow. And I want right now that as you receive this letter, this financial covenant that I'm going to send out to you, it's going to be a blessing to them that touch it. Then I'm going to pray over it and send it to you. But you got to call Mr. Bishop Miller to me. And I want you to know, every door that closes in 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, this century, you will be rich. And I, Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, that moved over Master Musa, the Son of God. God, these people that would like to walk with us, people that want to be down with the hospitals and building in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Books in Africa, since the Library of Alexandria burnt, with over 1 million manuscripts and the capacity of housing 25,000 students. Number 4, his empire was the largest gold producer in the world. With great knowledge and power comes great fortune. The Mali Empire had a huge advantage of residing along the Niger River and the Niger Delta. Every successful empire started out with a good river because water means life, food, and trade. That's exactly what they did to prosper. They traded salt and gold to others while growing crops and sustaining life. By the time he became the emperor of Mali and began conquering more and more territory, more and more people had already heard about him and his kingdom. With a good location and opening up to the Atlantic Ocean, they managed to turn Mali into one of the biggest trading regions in the world. They were selling gold and salt at a time where Europe was struggling to obtain and hold both of them. Opportunity surely was their best weapon. Number 5. He became the richest man to ever live with a net worth of over $400 billion. Trading with gold and owning so much land made Mansa Musa the richest emperor of the Mali Empire and the richest man that ever lived. His wealth is estimated to have been around $400 billion, which is 4 times the net worth of Jeff Bezos, the richest man today. Some people consider him the richest man in the world because most sources from that time ranked him that way. We'll never precisely know if he was really that rich or not. It's kind of impossible. Keeping in mind all the achievements.
Master Musa was a trillionaire. Trillion. And many people he changed and many business. He made millionaires. He made trillionaires. He turned cities into gold, silver, and salt. The richest man in the world was a black man from Africa. I just want to say that to you. So this give you heads up. And when I said this give you heads up, I'm talking about financial covenant. With this financial covenant, I'm able to give to the needy. I'm able to help. And I want you to receive the financial covenant. And with the financial covenant, I want you to receive the Ten Commandments. And with the financial covenant, I want you also to receive the whole story, the key that open up life. Expect a miracle. The seed of Abraham. We will be doing that.
God bless you tonight, just the $1 trillion flow tonight. I want to say to you, God called at all ages. And I want to say to my senior sisters, that's when God used Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They were old. They weren't young. God dipped you season and seasoned you do something, when God's seizing you to do it, you got to get ready to do it. When God's seizing you to it, and you have to walk into what He's seizing
you to see. Abraham blessing how to pay, so you got to see what we are seeding for and what's coming into our vibration. When Abram was 99 years old, go ahead on.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram.
Name change. Name change.
For I have made you a father of many nations.
Name change. He's getting ready to carry him through a change. His name was Abram, but he's going to change his name to Abraham. Sometimes you have to change your route in order to be rich. You have to see to where you don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. When you got a need, you plant a seed. And then when the harvest comes, you got to be ready to receive whatever the harvest gives you. Read on.
I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give you as an everlasting possession to you.
God said, I'm going to change your name, and then I'm going to give you some land, and I'm going to make your seed great. Now, what that really means is that when you get ready to do something, you seed it, and you go in faith, and God says you're going to make it great. That means house, car, home, whatever you got, you can get more because you have to walk with God. The Bible says he walked before God, and he was perfect, and he fell down, and God name changed. What do you mean name change? Sometimes you got to change your friends. You got to change what's around you negative. Negative stuff, you got to leave alone. If it's sister, brother, husband, why you, if they're negative, you can't make nothing negative. See, Master Musa, he was already rich. But everywhere he went, he ceded to everybody. He ceded to cities, countries. So what the Bible's saying here, that I'm going to change your name. What do you mean change your name? I'm changing your thoughts. I'm changing the way you think. I'm changing the way. Sometimes you got to rearrange your house. You don't rest in your house. Sometimes you got to get rid of the car, the truck you got, and get something different. Because you got to make a change. And once you make that change, something new, exciting to happen for you, your business, your success, whatever you need, God got to. He was saying, I'm gonna seed to you. I'm gonna put into you everything that you need. And he said, I'm gonna change your thought. You got to change your thought. You got to be positive. You got to say, all is well. I'm healed. Whatever I need, God got it, and I got it. I'm gonna change because I'm gonna get it. Sometimes you change your route. Read on.
I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. To Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
Now, I'll start right there. He said, you must keep the prayer that I give you. You must keep the anointing that I got on you. I ain't giving it to everybody. I'm giving it to those that are anointed. I'm giving it to those that you are the seed of Abraham, blessing how to pay. We are the seed of Abraham, blessing how to pay. And I want to say this to him. You name it, you claim it, you break the back of poverty. You break the back of sickness. You break the back of negativity because you're the seed of Abraham and what God promised Abraham, Abraham dead. So it falls to me and you. Whatever God promised Abraham is for you. All the riches, all the land, all that you need,
your healing, your delivery is right there. Where is that? It's in the spirit realm. You got to pray and call it down. Once you call it down, you got it. Whatever you need. I don't care if you say, well, Ron Buckley is rich. No, he know how to call it down. You got people, don't amen Christian. They call that Martin Luther was a Muslim. But he understand the law. Once you understand the law of healing, the law of being successful, the law of reaping and sowing, I don't care where you're at, any city, you're going to be blessed. And you got to have people around you that you can teach the law. If you can't teach them the law, you got to leave them alone. If they ain't understand the law of for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, they don't understand the law of healing, the law of success, the law of reaping and sowing, the law of moving evil out the way, and what God is telling Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. Even after you've gone, I'm going to give you something that they can give to their children. And it's already there. You ain't got to go labor for it. You ain't got to go toss. It's there. Name it, claim it, it's yours. But where is that? It's in the spirit realm. Where is that? You got to pull it out of the spirit realm. Once you pull it out, it becomes yours. Read on.
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
Now, what he was saying, every male and got to be cleansed. And they got to get in the right way to be.
Where it produced a crop and probably 60 or 30 times what was from.
God,
whoever has.
Wait on.
Whoever has ears, let him hear.
Got ears to hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. St. Matthew 6:33, read that. In St. Matthew 6:33, it means that you got to get ready for God to give you that special blessing that you've been asking for.
As well.
Read that again.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Now, the thing is the other stuff. Once you seek the wisdom of God, you walk like a queen. You walk like a king. All the stuff you name, you can have because you walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what's wrong with people? They go to church all the time. They don't walk in the anointing. They listen to the preacher, but they ain't listen to the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And what the other stuff you want, you can have it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So some people don't understand that. And they walked around lost and don't know why they in poverty. Because this will free you up from poverty. Break the yoke of poverty. Break the yoke of homelessness. Break the yoke of sickness. This will do it. You redeem from the curse of the devil.
For he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Don't he redeem from the hand of the foe? Don't he gather from the land, from east and west, from north and south? Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle.
You've been redeemed from sickness, poverty. You've been redeemed. So you got to say, I'm redeemed by God. God brought me out of jail. He brought me out of poverty. He brought me out of sickness. I moved cancer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from all that is evil, does all is negative. Once you claim redeemed, the angel, the Michael, all the archangels and the saints will come at you because you're redeemed. But you got to know you to see the Abraham blessed and redeemed from the curse of the devil, the curse of the tree. You redeemed because the price was paid on the cross. When Jesus said it is finished, you redeemed from the curse of poverty, sickness, blindness. But if you don't know that, you still reckon. You got to say, I'm redeemed from this negativity. I'm redeemed from being poor. I'm redeemed from being all upset. I'm redeemed from my mind being confused because I claim healing. I claim a breakthrough. I claim the anointing of the Holy Ghost, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you, you are a redeemer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from the curse of death. I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness. I'm redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am a redeemer. Glory, hallelujah. And the angels walk with me, and God and his saints walk with me. And the God in me said, I'm redeemed from every negativity in the world. I'm redeemed. Once you know that, you're a different man. You're a different woman. Because you say, I'm redeemed. Whatever you're talking about, I'm redeemed from that. That curse. That lie, I'm redeemed from that. That sickness, that poverty, I'm redeemed from all of that. So you've got to pull yourself out of that, man. Woman, you got to pull yourself out of that. So wait a minute. That ain't me. That's you. I'm redeemed from that. I'm better than that. I'm at the top of the mountain, and you at the bottom. Psalms 119 is the psalm that called the angels. And to invoke the angels to your problem, if it's healing. See, wherever you're at around the world, God sent his angel, or you want to call his spirit, to guide all of us when we walk in the anointing of God. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon, they all of them walk in the anointing of God. And the angel always was there with them, that guided them, that brought them to another level. And that level, the angel brought them into new prosperity, brought them in newness, and brought them in a new dose. And the angels always open up a new dose and a new situation. So as you read 119 to the 21st verse, and it's going to show you, you can read that now. Begin to read that. Psalms 119. You need to write this stuff down where you can have it, where you can begin to invoke what you need. Okay. To get rid of, you can read that now.
Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do wrong but follow his way. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous law. I will obey your decree. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decree. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands.
See, when you get ready now, what I'm saying tonight, you're getting ready for God to come in and send his army, send his angel. See, when Ezekiel's in the valley of dry bones, his army raised up, but the angels had to come to resurrect dry bones. People have lost their mind, have lost their sight. They're on drugs and dope. But the whole story of Ezekiel was saying, Lord, I know it because I can't do it. These people out of control. Just like in 2021, 2022, people out of control. But only the angels and those that read these scriptures can have a sight to see the flood, the storm, the tornado. I'm going to take this time out to talk about the angels going to come, and I'm going to prophesy this to the people that are listening. Down in Florida, there will be hurricanes, seven of them, deadly. Over in Las Vegas, you're going to have the Lake Mead going to dry up to the scared people. And when I talk about California, Oakland, California, Los Angeles, that they're going to have a thing where they can't wash the cars. This is going to happen now. Here in the Midwest, we're going to have a drought. Here in the Midwest. And I want to tell you, out in the south. We're going to flood back to back. By the time the floods leave down south, the flood's going to come and again up in the Midwest. So God is turning this thing upside down all the way around. You can say global warming, what you want. Is God with people? You got to, I think it's a divine law. Man must, all the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you're not going with God. And that's the important thing. And I'm going to prophesy that, and it's coming true. And when you write it down where you have it, you know it. God want to make you the 19. And I'll read Philippians 4:19 for me. As she did Philippians 4:19, God want to make you, yes, you. You say, well, I ain't never had to have nothing. When God reached out and got Abram,